This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of August 18th to the 22nd. 5 days of lots of great conversation on your favorite news talk radio station. There are about a thousand stations that are programming this format, thus the import of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Michael Harrison is the chief cook and bottle washer there, and he goes through every week the top 10 items, the top topics of the week, and the people that are getting our attention. So, Michael, let's get started with there with that list, and then we'll go to a couple of different places as we do each week, trying to get this sort of a whiplash on the conversation, if you will.
You got it. Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball activity and preseason NFL action. At number 9, the Russian-Ukraine aggression story continues to get conversation. At number 8, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, which has become somewhat of a national obsession and certainly for a very important cause. I know you were involved in it, and I'd like to talk to you about that when we get to it.
Yep.
At number 7, we have the U.S. immigration policy conversation, and that's tied with the connected border crisis. We have at number 6 more conversation about Ebola pandemic fears and lingering conversation in the aftermath of the tragic death of Robin Williams. Lots of psychology being discussed. The Israel-Gaza warfare is at 5. At number 4, Rick Perry's indictment, big political story. At number 3, the 2016 presidential race, and that's tied with U.S. economic indicators, and they're kind of related. At number 2, we have the Ferguson shooting and civil unrest, and that would have been number 1, but the ISIS story went to the top because of that horrific beheading of James Foley, and that's tied with U.S.-Iraq policy at number 1. The most talked about people populating these stories at number 10, Vladimir Putin. At number 9, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. At number 8, Robin Williams. At number 7, Rand Paul, Mitt Romney, Ted Cruz, and Elizabeth Warren all tied, part of the discussion of the forthcoming presidential election, forthcoming in 2 years. At number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 5, the aforementioned Governor Rick Perry. Number 4, Hillary. Number 3, Michael Brown. Number 2, James Foley. And number 1, Barack Obama. And that's a snapshot of the conversation on News Talk Radio across America this past week.
All right, so Michael, oftentimes we get involved in the heaviness of the discourse, and we talk about how heavy it is, the issues. Certainly, there's nothing except a very serious intention when discussing what happened to Mr. Foley, all of the problems in Ferguson, Missouri this week. When you get to number 4, the Rick Perry indictment, there's a bit of fun or amusing sort of anecdotal stuff. If you followed this, you know that Perry turned himself in to be arrested and booked. Had on his famous new glasses that a lot of people have paid attention to. Got the mugshot looking like, instead of a mugshot, looked like a candidate photo to me, anyway. When he went into the sheriff's office or police department to turn himself in, he was there for about 20 minutes to get booked. He brought a couple of his lawyers with him that I'm sure the state of Texas is paying for. He glad-handed the officers. They had lots of fun laughing and scratching about this. So even though he was indicted, nobody is taking that very seriously. And yet it's gotten him a lot of attention. And as you mentioned, there are people who are really all over the presidential race. And the names that you brought forth, Elizabeth Warren, Ted Cruz, Romney, Rand Paul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Perry is positioning himself, I believe, to be a very strong contender again in 2016 for the presidential sweepstakes. You agree?
Well, his mind, yeah. I don't know how strong a contender he can actually be.
Yeah, not much. But
I mean, there are people who take Rick Perry very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for Rick Perry, most of them live in Texas.
Yeah.
He has a very, very murky image outside of Texas, and I think most Americans think of him as the guy that went off on those rambling non sequiturs and muddy thinking in the debates. Do you remember
that? I couldn't remember things that were part of his talking points, and we all get into that. I think the news media is very critical. I'm not a fan, but I think we're so critical. The news media has gotten us to the point of every nuance, everything that could, things we all have warts and moles.
Sometimes, we all don't run for president.
No, and, I mean, that's right. You're under the big-time spotlight.
I personally, this is my personal feeling now. This is not my professional feeling. It's my personal feeling. My personal feeling is anybody who declares that they want to be president should, be evaluated for insanity. any normal human being should be embarrassed to have such hubris and arrogance to think that they could solve the unsolvable problems and the insurmountable tasks that go with that job. It's crazy. That being said, again, that's just my own personal take on it.
Yeah.
When they go out there on those debates and you realize that most of them are either extremely extreme, pandering to a special segment of the population, or not terribly bright about all the issues that you're supposed to know if you're going to be president. Some of the early, the early going in the presidential elections when you have like 12 candidates on the CNN stage all running for the primary, it reminds me of the early going of American Idol. It starts as a comedy and then it ends as a real talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And the early out, when there's so many contenders and so many candidates, each one winning a different straw poll or something and having a moment in the sun, it's like a freak show. And
that's so stage. I never really thought about it. You always do this, though. You come up with, you put two things together like you just have.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a fun romp through foolishness in the tryouts, as you're suggesting, and then it gets down to serious competition at the end. Yeah, and that maybe is we could have American Idol. Why don't we just disband the normal political process and let's have American Idol for the presidents? Let's let America decide by watching them every week on television for 16 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever it is.
It should be
every
shorter,
Wednesday night.
It should be speeches.
Yeah.
And there should be a heavy investigation on the part of the press about the background of all these candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So that in a 2 or 3 month period, you get to see them in action, you get to hear their proposals, and you get to learn about their backgrounds, and that's it.
But what do we not know about Hillary Clinton? Come on. There's not anything that hasn't been unearthed since 1992. 22 years this woman has been in the focus. Who's going to come up with something new? The dirt's there. It's already out there. And that's what I think she has going for her. She's already combated all of these various things. People have made up their mind about her long ago. And there's not much that people can try to cook up. And the other candidates do not have that kind of visibility. I think that's why she's in the catbird seat.
Well, she's in a good position, no question, and she's playing it all right.
Yeah.
She distanced herself a little bit from Obama.
Yeah,
she has not declared her candidacy.
No. Well, maybe she has. This weekend, she and her husband are going to the Iowa State Fair, which is a sayonara swan song for Senator Harkin. He invited her. What are you going to Iowa for? To a picnic? Unless you're running for the president. Come on.
Right. Well, we all know that she's running for president.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of the specifics and the official announcements and all of that stuff.
All that stuff.
And of course, she has. There is a point at which she has to. And if it's this weekend, I can understand it. But there's a point at which he has to announce, or she would have had to announce, because they've got to begin the fundraising, and it's got to put the other candidates, the potentials, on notice that either back off or run a foolish, you know, campaign. That
off the, on it or off it, the pot.
Yeah, but if she doesn't do that, she's putting them all in a tough spot.
Right.
Although I don't see any other Democrat at this point really have, you know, Biden, come on. And Elizabeth Warren is a very interesting figure, but she's got a way to go yet. And
she's an opportunist. Let's pause for a minute. We'll talk about her for a moment afterwards. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
like, that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Master.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The story of Elizabeth Warren, who's number 7 on the list with other politicians who have aspirations on the people's side. She's a senator of Massachusetts. Came from nowhere. I don't know if you even knew who she was before she ran, Michael. You and I both live in Massachusetts most of the
year. Not really. I had not known much about her.
She is a complete opposite. She is the biggest phony.
Really?
I think she's an unbelievably opportunistic person who is, maybe that's what you, to go back to what you said a few minutes ago, maybe these people need psychological exams before they run for these offices. I find her to be about as obnoxious as anybody that's come along. We've got a lot of obnoxious politicians in Massachusetts. I think she's the most obnoxious.
You think she's a hypocrite?
To the nth degree. Starting with somebody, one of the talk radio hosts in Boston calls her Chief Shouting Loud or something like that because, you know, she supposedly has Indian background. She hasn't got any more Indian background than you and I do.
Well, that bothered me when she said that she had Indian heritage, Indian genes, and when they took her to task on it, she could not prove it.
Right, of course she couldn't. It's like, Obama, where was I born? All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments. You're listening to the weekly talk radio roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Continuing on now in the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event featuring Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that go with the news talk radio biz, and some of the things that would not be necessarily considered all news talk. I was looking for fun things, and because last week we were very, very serious and very heavy. It's sort of a cooler, calmer week in a manner of speaking. I mean, when you look at the ISIS beheading and the Ferguson thing, maybe people say, what are you talking about? But we had a lot of hot stuff last week. When something like the ALS challenge comes along, that ice bucket challenge, people want to talk about it because it's refreshing, if you'll pardon the pun. It's something that people can feel good about, Michael. It's more of the sort of thing that I wish we could talk about more or would talk about more in the mainstream. This challenge, the donations, and the fact that this is such a good organization. That's one of the reasons that I did it, frankly, because I thought.
Yeah, how can people see you're getting doused with a liquid that is not quite water?
Here's what Michael and I are talking about. You can go to DougSteffen.com in the video of the day box. You can see it also at Talkers.com, a portion of it. What really happened when somebody came to me and challenged me on Tuesday, I thought, okay, I'm not going to do this the regular way. I have 100 dairy cows, and I'm producing 400, 500 gallons of milk a day. I'll take a bucket full of milk, and that's what I'll do to get people's attention. So during the Good Day program on Wednesday, it was a beautiful morning, and just after the 7:30 news break, I hooked up a microphone with a long cord, and I went outside in front of my farmhouse where my studio is, and I explained while I was walking what I was doing. In the background, there are about 24, 25 cows that come on the pasture. Is right behind. That's what Michael's chuckling about. The pasture is right behind my lawn and right in front of the house, in essence. So the cows saw us out there, and they are very curious beings. So they all run to the fence to see what the heck is going on. And you can see this in the video. They're hanging around out there. And I made mention of it. So there's a five-gallon bucket of milk there. My farm manager, Joe Dignan's holding the microphone for me. And so that's really the context of this. I explain why I'm doing it. And then challenge Don Imus and Bill Bennett and Mancow and my friend Uri Geller to do the same thing. Well, I wasn't expecting to hear back from any of the radio guys. And Uri said that he thought there were too many things going on, that people had buckets dropped on their heads, so he thought it was dangerous. But the point is that not only that day, they got the largest number of contributions that they'd gotten since this thing started, up to about $40 million now. And it is an astonishingly well-run organization. I had the woman that runs the association on the program with me after I did the challenge. And as people examine, because I don't like charities most of the time because they're so full, they're bloated with people who are so full of themselves and so much baloney, that I really wanted to be convinced, and I was, that all this money is going to go to the research, the development, the treatment, and the care of people who have Lou Gehrig's disease. So anyway, that's the story.
Now let me do an investigation here. I have to investigate this.
Yes, right.
Did you have ice in that bucket, or was it warm milk?
No, it was 32, 30. It was about 33 degrees.
Okay.
It was 33 degrees. It was 5 gallons of it, and I picked up the bucket and dumped it on me, and it was cold.
Yeah. Did you see the video that's flying around of George W. Bush getting
I did,
busted?
Yeah, with Mrs. Yeah, I thought that was very cool. Very clever.
He wasn't going to do it because it's not presidential.
No, well, but then he challenged Bill Clinton, which I thought was cool, and that's why they're number 9 this week on the people list, because the two of them. It'd be interesting to see if Clinton does do it. He won't do it the same way with his wife throwing the bucket on him. Maybe she might throw it at him, but not on him. Anyway, so that's the story of the number 8 issue this week, the Ice Bucket Challenge. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastley farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Moving along now, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the top topics, if you will. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talkers headline feature this week focuses on Ferguson, Missouri, and what happened there, because there were people doing talk radio programs, Michael, who actually made news. Dana Loesch, who is a new member of the same staff that I'm on in my originating network, which is Radio America, she's getting quite a bit of attention for the new stations that she's attracting, her style, et cetera, et cetera. So will you give us the background of what happened and the impact that had on the rest of the media, the news media specifically, what she found out, the caller who said, I guess this person said they knew her show originates in St. Louis, I think, on the FM talker there. So didn't she get a call from somebody who was a friend of Michael Brown's?
She had, I don't know all the details beyond the fact that she got a call from somebody who had a real inside view of this. Either somebody who was a friend of Michael Brown, or she also spoke to somebody in law enforcement. And she had quite a coup. She got a lot of good national attention for it.
Yeah.
Also, the big radio station in St. Louis, the other station, KMOX,
yeah,
had two of their big personalities, Mark Reardon and Charlie Brennan, broadcast from a table in the middle of a parking lot, in the middle of all of the hubbub that was going on, had a lot of local residents on. And a fellow from SiriusXM, who we know, David Webb, was there. He's an African-American conservative, and he spoke with a number of African-American business people in Ferguson about their perspective on this.
And what did they say?
Obviously, there's a lot of different points of view that this topic has stirred up.
Yeah.
There are people who believe that, you know, we're becoming a police militarized police state, and that there's a war against African-American men in this country, and that race relations are terrible. And then there's other people who feel that these people play the race card, and crime and violence has no excuse, and that we don't give the police enough support. Those are the two, you know, poles, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff in between, and then everybody is concerned about the First Amendment aspects of it. Some reporters have been arrested, harassed, detained. There's been less than forthcoming information about the news as to this. This is a real mix of topics and controversial points of view.
I think it's worth, especially given what you just said about the militarization, that's what sort of clicked in my mind. You know, the Pentagon, and tell me if I'm repeating all of the stuff that I told you last week, because I had this conversation four or five times on the air, and I don't remember all
you
of
did.
The venues.
You did talk about it last week,
and
you presented some very good information about how the Pentagon is funneling weaponry to local police departments that really seems way beyond, in terms of their might, their power, their destructiveness, than is needed for police work.
Right.
In some places with small populations.
Well, that's what's fueling this anxiety. And then there are those who, again, you mentioned well, the white versus black, white police, why are there more blacks? You know, it's back to the qualifications of who it is. How do you find good black officers? How do you find good white officers? And what a shame it is that we have to be thinking about this in terms of the color of a person's skin and or his or her attitude toward, I mean, clearly something is wrong in Ferguson. When you look at the investigations that have been done over the past 20 years into this police department, it has one infraction after another, after another, after another, based on basically stupidity on the part of the police handling these situations. I think 64-65% of the population in this town is black. So even if you don't have all black police officers or even representative sampling, you don't have a reputation as bad as that police department if you haven't stepped in it three or four times. You know, where the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire. They have a horrible reputation. And so this just fuels it. And the people in town are ticked off at them anyway. So you just give them an excuse. And then, by the way, most people, I think, know at this point, who have been following this carefully, that if you just pick one night, and I'll pick Tuesday night, all right? Tuesday night, 47 people were arrested who were not from Ferguson. And the night before, 23 were arrested who were not from Ferguson.
Right.
In other words, whether it's the likes of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton who rile people up and get folks from other parts of the country to come in and stir up the anxieties of people, most of the locals there seem to have not been really working on the negative side of this. Or
right,
the,
right.
Bad side.
It's been a magnet for activists.
Yeah, right, exactly. So where's that being? And how much conversation about that is there? And is it fair? Are the news talk radio hosts and stations doing a better job than the news media in terms of dealing with these very sensitive issues?
They're doing a different job. They're doing a different job. They're presenting opinions based upon all of the opinions that exist in the background subjects of this.
Yeah.
In other words, you can talk about race relations, you could talk about police operations, you could talk about First Amendment rights, you could talk about the decline of journalism with opinions without knowing exactly what happened there, because we have a basic idea of what happened there. And sometimes people get angry for something that isn't specific to the issue, but something that's been building, and it becomes the straw that breaks the camel's back. So we have a lot of that. So talk radio is doing a great job of that, of furthering the conversation, the national conversation. But the news media has not done a very good job of digging in and demanding the specifics about what happened.
Yeah.
And that has been slow in coming. It's been in dribs and drabs. And that's a whole other issue. Reporting the news is different than commenting on the news.
Well, but sometimes people who are doing this for a living are going to make news without even maybe sometimes trying to, because they'll have somebody on, maybe a guest or maybe someone who calls. And I think that is part of when those of you who are reading Talkers every day, every week, going to the website talkers.com, you'll see a question asked about local news media, and maybe specifically radio, because that's our chosen media, how they handle these sorts of things. Is Ferguson a good example of how local radio has handled it? And what happens if something like this goes on in your town? I mean, if Ferguson can happen there, small town, a few thousand people live there, it could happen in your town. Is the news media in your town equipped to handle this? Are the emergency facilities, the fire, the police, whoever it is, are they prepared to handle all this? And are you going to ask the right questions if you're running a news department in one of these towns of the people now? I mean, we always talk about the outshoots, the outgrowths of various conversations that you can have as a result of these events. That's a perfect way for a local station with a local host to handle it, I would think, anyway, if I were doing
well,
a show.
Well, we've been involved in raising consciousness among radio broadcasters to be prepared for emergencies. Look at all the emergencies that we have had where radio is a first responder, and because radio is in the air, it's not online. It is online, but it's not only online. You can listen to a radio that has a battery in it in an emergency. We've had hurricanes. We've had tornadoes. We've had earthquakes. We've had tsunamis. We have had civil unrest. There has been one thing after another where life, property, limb have been in peril, and people need information. So basically, we've been part of a movement within the industry to encourage broadcast operations to be ready at any moment with a plan if this happens, if that happens, in this event, in that event, so that you don't have to start figuring it out once it happens, because eventually something's going to happen in your neighborhood that's going to require good old-fashioned over-the-air radio to be the only place people can go to get the information they need to get through it.
It works for those who are listening over 30. It doesn't work for those under 30. It just doesn't.
I believe people over 30 have a right to live, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's your point.
You bring up a whole other topic, and that to look at advertising and Madison Avenue and the way the ratings and the commercials and the whole culture of our country, one would think that anybody over 30, 35, 40, God forbid, you have no value anymore. You're not
right.
A real person.
Yeah, exactly. Except, winning elections now, there wouldn't be the president in the White House who's there if he had not, or his staff hadn't, mastered how to use social media. So that's something that people really have to understand about the changing world here. All right, so in a moment, when we continue and conclude our overview of the hot hits this week, I'm going to connect number 1, number 4, and number 7 on the countdown. Stand by for that here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
Is it Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Sam Adams!
That was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $2.29, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry. She sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store at staples.com for details.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Let's wrap this up. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. And the number seven item focuses on our border situation and immigration policy. Number four, Mr. Perry, who's the governor of Texas, being indicted for overplaying his part, as if you will. And number one, the ISIS. These people, these monsters, not even people, they're not humans. But Perry, whose grandstanding, as we were talking earlier, was very clever in combining all of these elements by saying to those who are not doing anything, what you're doing is, when it comes to immigration, is risking the entire country because ISIS. He suggested, he didn't say he had proof, but he suggested strongly that there are already members of this group that are filtering into our country illegally, crossing the border in Mexico into the United States. It's so porous. So if you don't do something, and he's suggesting he's doing something about this immigration flaw, that it's like we're inviting the terrorists to come into our country and do who knows what. So what do you think of that? Is that clever, putting all those things together?
I think it certainly is connecting dots and could be, in fact, very true. Or it could be Rick Perry just basically making it up in his mind. And
good copy. It's a good story. Yeah. Gets attention, right?
Yeah, you know, that. Do you remember, at the beginning of the 9/11 era,
yeah,
how there were all of these sleeping cells military and around America waiting to be ignited, and they're going to just attack, you know?
Nonsense. And as a matter of fact, I said this on the air, too. I remember, the kid, I never remember his name, who came in on the tube from Cuba. What was that little kid's name? Janet Reno was the...
I don't remember
his kid's name. But anyway, so as easy as it was during the Muriel boat lift or the surrounding fiascos, plural, that took place when it came to getting into our country, if those people could float into Florida on a tube, a tire tube, for God's sakes, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out that you can get in here any number number of ways. Look at the billions of dollars of drugs that are shipped in boats. Yeah, yeah, there are Coast Guard people out looking for them, and maybe that's a little dramatic. But you and I both know you can get on a boat in the Bahamas, and you can just float into any place, into a dock in Palm Beach County, for God's sakes, or where you are up in Jupiter. You can float in any place.
Absolutely.
And disappear.
And they're not necessarily going to go to the trouble of going to Mexico and then breaking across the border illegally.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't have enough information to know one way or the other. But I do
right,
know
60,
I
60
don't trust politicians
nah.
of either party. I'm sorry. I just don't trust them.
No. All right. 60 seconds or less. You mentioned the term hubris before and arrogance. The NFL asking performers to pay him.
What a lovely world we live in.
My God, do those people have balsam. They really, that's their job, right? Somebody will pay us.
Well, it's also
put them on.
Part of the way the music industry operates today.
Yeah.
It's happening all over. You know, do you really believe that Taylor Swift is the most popular female vocalist in the country? Or, I mean, we're locked in this corporate plastic world right now that has nothing to do with grassroots music.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, young musicians, people out there that are trying to get started, it is the hardest thing in the world to break through today if you're not part of the corporate select.
Yeah. All right, Michael Harrison with lots of observations. Good conversation, lively efforts on our part. Hopefully you got it in discussing these things to bring your attention around to the top stories of the week, the charts for the week of August 18th to the 22nd here on our weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things, matter of fact, number 8 this week on the story chart list from Talkers Magazine, the issues that are in the top 10 that we go through every week. Number 8 this week is that famous ice bucket challenge that so many people have taken, including yours truly. I did on Wednesday on my Good Day program a bit, and it actually is something that you almost have to see if you want to see something that really hit the spirit of this thing. At least I think it did. did in a different way, because as most people know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I have a number of cows, about 240, 50 cows on my farm, about 100 milkers, and we took 5 gallons of milk that had come out of the cows that morning, and it was down chilled to 34 degrees with ice in it, and I took the challenge not using water, but using milk. And the reason I use milk, other than the fact that I'm a dairy farmer, is because we have a lot of people listening to my program in California. I think we have 14 or 15 stations in California. And because of the drought there, I thought I would take the opportunity to do two or three things with a message. One of them is to support the ALS Association. People have donated an unprecedented amount of money to this organization this week. Matter of fact, I think I saw a number in excess of $40 million. And it happened on the day that I did this challenge, and I'm not sticking on my chest and saying, oh, this is wonderful and I'm a great guy, but it was coincidental that on the day that I did the ice milk challenge aimed at trying to get Uri Geller, who subsequently told me that he wouldn't do it because he thinks it's dangerous. That's okay. Some people have been hurt. A couple of firefighters got hurt badly in spraying some students at a Pennsylvania college. I think it was Pennsylvania. Their spray hit one of the electrical units, transformers on a telephone pole, and knocked them unconscious, and it may be that they had serious injuries. But anyway, the spirit of this was to do something that was fun and worthwhile, so I challenged Imus and Bill Bennett and Mancow to respond. So I'm happy to support the number 8 item, and if you want to watch and listen, we're going to play the audio now, and you can check out the video at DougStephan.com.
Day on the farm.
Joe, are you going to pour this on me or am I going to pour it on myself?
Okay, so
if you want Joe to hold the microphone, you got to pour it yourself.
Well, Joe has to hold. Yeah, Joe's got to hold the microphone. Okay, so in the background, just so you, the people on the radio can't see this, but behind me, as I do this, are 25,000-30,000. So they'll be in the background. Meredith is doing the videography, and Meredith, you can show everybody the bucket of milk. We have a 5-gallon bucket of milk. My colleague Joe Dignan is right here, and he's going to hold the microphone, and I'm going to pour the mic. I'm going to pour the milk on. All right?
That milk's cold.
So the milk is cold.
Oh, it's cold.
That's good. The mic's cold, though. Now, at least it'll taste good when I go after this is all
over. We hire a professional.
And we go through whatever it is that I go through.
We should.
The challenge is important because this is a very good organization. It's kind of cool that it started here in Massachusetts. I think one of the things that people ought to know, other than this is a great organization and you ought to support it, the challenge for those of us who live in parts of the country that's not really under drought watch is to focus on places like California. People say, why are we doing milk? Well, obviously, look behind me. You can see the cows. I have a dairy farm, so it seemed to make sense. But I also was thinking about people in California who don't have enough water. If you're going to do the challenge out there, let's use some milk. And in addition to me doing it, I challenge Bill Bennett, who is a colleague, does a morning syndicated program. Don Imus, also doing a morning syndicated radio program. Let's see, who else do we have? Oh, Mancow. Let's get Mancow to do this.
The girls are leaving.
Plus, my friend Uri Geller, I would challenge him to do this. All right, so here we go, because the cows are beginning to wander, and I don't want to turn into the sun. So, Joe, you're holding the microphone, right?
I'm holding the microphone.
Microphone, okay. So the idea here is for me to take this. Everybody's wondering how I'm going to do this. Can I get 5 gallons of milk and pour it on me? You got a good shot, Meredith? All right, I do this in the name of love. I do it in the name of fun. I do it in the name of success. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That tastes good. Go to Eastley Farm Milk. Go to EastleyFarm.com, DougStephan.com. Look at that.
Yeah, take your clothes off out here. Don't go in the house like that. Not now. Not now. Let me turn off the video.
Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.